Dafchav Amid Aleph Ugvulin Tzarech Lehaver Medurasim and Baodyam Kadesh Ta'echa Sa'esh Berubai. They are going to have to, this is the Gvulin in the outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to have to light the fire while it's day, enough time that the fire will take hold of most of it. We'll see exactly what most of it is in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, Im Hayisim Ludaras Bechamim, if the fire is made of coals, Ein Tzarech Le'achos Behen Ha'or Ela Kol Shehu. The fire doesn't have to hold on, detach itself to most of it, rather just a tiny bit, and it can continue to have its fire grow. The Ein Darko Leos Kova, but Holechas, it's not common for it to start and go in, extinguish more, but Ein Tzarech Le'achos Behen, you do not need to stoke the fire. Gemara, Ben Derusai, Listim Hoya, he was a thief. Mavashal Bishulul Shlish, and he would cook his food only to a third cooked. Rambam, I believe it is, it holds that it's a half, and most of Sharnam hold like Rashi that it's a third. Itnam Renami, the Michael Ben Derusai Choshev, Bishul, the Michael Ben Derusai, this amount, a third cooked, is called cooked. Kolshu, Mavushal Beyad Yisrael, Kamaychal Ben Derusai, if it was cooked in the hands of a Jew, to the extent of Michael Mendrusai, should aim the Gomroi, Mishub Bishalay Nachem, that which is finished by a Goy is not going to bother us and can make it usher for Bishal Akum. Garuf Mina Gacholim Bima Grefa Shikarin Vidili, if you're going to sweep out the coals with this Magrefa, which is called the Vidili, Kotta Mephazer and Afer Milamaila, you're going to scatter ash on top of it, in order to lessen the heat, shalom Yosef Hevel, but Shabbos and Shana add heat on Shabbos, with that tashel shul kamaychal medrusai, and a dish which is already cooked a third, lo hashin in the mispash of a holoch Shabbos, and I'm worried if it continues to cook on Shabbos. The gabay taner shakikaras, the nibokim medoifne hataner, that the loaves are attached to the walls of the oven, soviv around it, hokach meboile, hai kari tachmon, therefore we're asking what's called the lower one, Hanech Pnim Degabe Doifnei HaTanur, the side which is attached to the wall of the oven, O Pnim HaPoinim Lamata L'Chalal HaTanur L'Tzada Or, or the side which is facing downwards towards the cavity of the oven and where the fire is. Dubokim Metanur V'Chumrihi, that is a more stringent opinion, the Pnim Shekalpe Or Memahen Likroim, because the side which is facing the fire will get a crust sooner. If you open up the door to the oven, air is going to come in, the kashulay is going to be detrimental to the goat meat. As it says in the Torah, al rosh aval kirboy, that you have to keep it roasted whole. And if you reveal, open up the oven, lo kashulay zika, the air that enters will not be detrimental to the meat. If they are not extremely careful, also it would be forbidden. To permit a sectarian called a lila to allow them to be cooking and being burned all night. But the fire in the Beis HaMikdash is not for the need of Hashem Kabayachol, it's only for the Kayanim to warm themselves. Lohutra is not permitted. In the close to dark, the low gozer, the reason why there's no problem in the Beis HaMikdash, it's Mishom, the Kayanim season, the Kayanim are careful. Why? Shekulam hayu b'nei Torah. They were all the b'nei Torah and scholars v'charedim, and they feared Hashem. In this karma, they would remember v'lo'asa l'chduyim mishutei choshech, and they would not come to stoke the fire when it was dark. What Rashi? How Rashi explained all of the tzedaki kainim? I do not know. Kol echad echad kol eitz ve'eitz, each piece of wood itself. A little tamei. Don't say kem she'achza b'roiv, meaning the eitz, and that once it has taken hold of the fire in most of the wood, that would be enough. For Shmuel Amar, Kadesh Lo Tzarech Loimer, Hova Eitzim Dakim, there's an amount you need for the fire to be lit, so that you don't say, come bring small piece of twigs, then Niach Tachem will put underneath it, Lahavres Elo, in order to light the fire on the other bigger pieces. Tani Rabbi Chia, Beperek, Bamem Adlikin, and this Ferek, Lagami Minera, Lahalos Ner Tamid, with regard to Minera that says you should have Ner on it always, Shadei Shalhevis Olamei Aleha, that the flame should go up on its own. Amal b'chi ha'gavna havi ha'loka. That is the type that is considered lighting it. Meshem Rabbi Ri Halevi. That's where he heard this. Rekoshali. And Rashi has a question on it. Questions. Chadu de Rami Bar Chama katani lahasav. It's Rabbi Bar Chama, not Rabbi Chia. Bo'oi de la masnis nahi. It's not Brisa. Elo hu omar lo beferish masnis nachrisa. He said in explaining another Brisa. B'shar Rabbi Seinu tani lo in Yimedura. And the rest of my Arabeim teach it over with regard to a big fire. And I found in Teres Kainim with regard to the menorah. It's like a lighter. That the fire is going to enter into it, most of it, the thickness of it, until most of the thickness of it. On the outside, the fire is going to spread around the circumference. It's most of the thickness or most of the circumference. Most of the thickness. That is most of the circumference. At such a point, it continues to light, and you don't have to worry about the extinguishing. You know that the inside has dried out, and the moisture inside has disappeared. The moisture, its moisture has disappeared. The nasi yavish has turned dry. Nachar is poskalecha. The moisture is left, its moisture is left, the yavish is dry, kamo nachar grainy, v'chein chara money chayrit. V'ach, v'service yoyakum and megillah, if it's written by when yoyakum burned the megillah, meaning megillahs echa. Achmana is a rava, is a willow. V'achma kol eitz and nilkin zemizeh, all of the wood will light one from the other. Hakotan madlik and hagodol, the smaller one will light the bigger one. Ein tzrich and roif, l'hatzis as a or, berubah to make the fire attach and catch on all of them. Erev Shabbos, while it's still Erev Shabbos, al machas mehena or b'boy yoyim, he gets a little bit of fire already caught on while it's day. L'fish ain kovin, it doesn't extinguish. V'hokam v'hokam doesn't continuously extinguish. L'dokim v'hokam rather continuously grows in strength. Tzrich and roiv l'fish ain shal hevis yochol likanes b'neim, because the fire cannot, the flame cannot enter in between them. Karein and shal tomorrow of a date im osa mehen nedura, if you made a bonfire from it, yochol when they dry out, ain't tzrich and roiv, the only majority of the hits to be taken caught fire. Nosn and bechoyslas kalin, these are vessels shoysim lulavim, they're made from a lulav branches. The nosn a kli mali bimedura, and you put the kli full of date pit seeds pits into the fire. Tzrich and roiv, the majority of the should tzibur yachins as they gather together. Ve'ena shel heves yuchal leikanis mehem, therefore the flame cannot enter in between them. Konim mevadran lekan lekan, in different directions. Achas mehena yoytzis loytim seschever to levara, and one of them which is sticking out away from the center will not be able to literally find its friend to catch it on fire. Hilkach, therefore, kilo ogdam, when you haven't tied them together, tzrich and roiv, you need the majority of them to have caught fire. Avol ogdam, if you tie them together, lo mevadran, they don't scatter. Ve'en tzrich and roiv, you're not going to need a majority of them have caught fire before Shabbos. V'chein garinin, and so too is true by garinin. Dachof, amid beis. Rav Kahana Omer, kanim she'ogdam tzrich and roiv, kirav huna, like rav huna del ayal behen, Nur, the fire is not going to enter into them. Levduri, lechashin, will worry about scattering. The aruchin hain, they're the kvedim, they are long and heavy, so they will not scatter. Karinin, shenosn, bechoslos, ein, tzvichan, roi. Karav chislak, or chisna, shenoichin, lidlik, they're easily lit. Aval, belochoslos, without the basket, mevadri, they will scatter. Medura, is loshin, hesse, godel, means a large fire. Rova, vishuman, vishavo, fat and wax, will hold over, hanitoch, and anything else which melts. Gabava shagamim in a soda, v'loshen achrin is ishtubla, is a type of straw, and kash is novel shibaylim, which is the tails of the stalks of wheat. Ishtarim, silti is akar sha'osim, eats them dakim, after you made them small pieces of wood, the bubble nagin came, that was the custom in bubble. Hashta psila shalbeged of cloth, a wick of cloth, a tvula b'shemen, which has been dipped in oil, the neich lit like and is easy to be lit. Amar ula hamadlik neir shel Shabbos. Person's lighting neir shel Shabbos. Sor shalalik b'roiv hayoytzim b'roiv shapsila chutzlin neir. You have a light most of the top of the wick, which is coming out of the actual neir. Shucha the ayr says yaveshu is dry v'dak and thin v'yishkum in semer bin klipa le'etz, and there is some sort of like wool light type substance between the peel and the wood. Bumaviro, and you're going to light it, mishaoktsubo, or when the fire has caught on it. Zaza is mushlo, belaz, it is type of mildew. Hajjan aloch, yitzias Shabbos. We finished the first parak. Second parak, Mishnah. Bamemba leakin lasos, psila to make a wick. Kol hangim esisim, mefarsh gemara. All of these in the Mishnah will be explained in the Gemara. Lo bezefes of lo beshava. Lav le'inyan psila. This is not talking about a wick. But rather to use it as the fuel in lieu of oil. And all of these substances mentioned from the pitch onwards is talking about an invalid fuel. Gemara. It's simple that it's not usable for a wick and rather for the actual firewood. It's like a type of wool, that there is between its bark, its peel, and its wood. Therefore, chason lav naris. The chason is not actually naris because it says it turns into it. Kitten the daikim lanovitz, the cave the lanovitz, if you haven't combed it, ain't shem and nimshach acharav, oil will not go after it easily. The nofitz is karpini, the naris min hadak shaboy. Nofitz is to comb it out, and naris is from the thin parts of it. For hochi kamar kro, so the pasuk says, pishtin hechosek yahapech naris, the strong flax will turn to naris, kolaymar hagriber yeh chalash, it is a mushal, a parable, that the strong person will turn weak. Gushkor is pseudo shalmeshi. It is the leftovers, the garbage parts of the silk, which is made like hats. Behu beisat tulas is the place where the actual silkworm is. Vakarinlo puliel, and it's called puliel, which is a cheap silk. The noifzim loisoy, and they will comb it out with tavu and spin it into thread, and they will make a garment out of it. Also, you're not allowed to use it for a wick. The Masisan can say that all the other invalid things for in the Mishnah, the or doesn't like carefully with it. We'll see in the next Omid what Mesasechas means. It jumps, and if sekas, and it stops, and the fire doesn't stand in one place, and we'll see how Rashi explains it later in the parak next onward. Gushkura al shame solis, and it's the leftover garbage parts vegam pas subin. Also the it's a lower grade bread kamokim nikris mesechas gittin is also called gushkura in mesechas gittin. Metaskla is lavusha osim oisel klach. It was a garment made from the klach shirayim is meil a kocha osim ikra hameshi, which is made from the source of the silk. Sirikin is osim in a meshi harach from the soft silk. I'm a spatzel that is branches out from motzi b'meshi, and it's found a lot in silk. V'karinlo b'makarimenu yadash, and we call it in our place yadash. Leftovers. Chayav in betzitzis the udloy command yomer kol b'ditzemer u'pishn and dafka chayav in betzitzis midiraisa, and not like the man yomer who says that it's only wool and flax garments which have a diraisa chiv and tzitzis. Rather, these are chayav as well. Inami. Another alternative shot is midrabanan. The chiver is the midrabanan. Katani mia. We say, but for our purposes, we say shashirayin v'klach. It says both silk and klach. Almas shirayin lav haynu klach. That shirayin is not klach. Achavino arova the willow. V'yesh kumin semer ben klipa le'etz, and it has a woolen type substance between the bark and the wood, the little outer layer and the wood. The pitcher is a bick, is a valley. Eitz ba'almahu v'echilach silipsila. How can it be possible to be used for a wick? Shavra min ace of aruch, it's a long type of grass for karno, so or tia. It's called ortia, which the Lazirashi says is sarpad, which might mean. Uchmosa the chariti mokum konos mayim, place where the water gathers, godal leim kamin yarakios, you have this mold that grows over there, afruchim africhim lo matzim meve psilo, you know, and you can't make a wick from it. Uchmosa the arvos, svina hamasakevis mokum echo bemayim, a boat which is docked in one place, and the water godal yarakios sub of shalem, because will grow moss around it on its base on the outside. Nipas covet something, or it shrinks from in front when brought next, put next to fire. Vein doyle klalan does not light. Vein shalavis ocheses boy, and the fire will not, the flame will not catch it. V'lo tzarech l'mistayim, does not need to be mentioned. Ad kan ad yoreka shapnei amayim, until the moss on the face of the, literally on the surface of the water. Pasul psilus is the validations of wicks. Mikan the educhus plushmanu shelo yitin chetichas zefes oshava bener b'mokum shemen. You shouldn't put a piece of the pitch or wax in a candle in place of oil. Shabbat, it's a chayla fisher kin lasos kmin psila rucho. They would make a long wick of psila the seicha kamosha on the oisin, and they would stick it into the oil like we do. Mal the same of psila nami kaaserla is also forbidden. Psuta the zifto lachar sheyetz a zephis min the eitz, after the zephis is in more of a sap coming out of the wood. Zobmi menu alidea, or psilas is some sort of garbage leftovers which come out also, which is tolo. Kishemin, which is clear like oil, who itron, and as is called itron.